772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
In the house, elders, they're mothers, they're mature people in the house. Amen. I get concerned when I see someone moving for the Lord. Joy of the Lord is their strength. And then all of a sudden, whether they're light-skinned or dark-skinned, their countenance gets dark. We see, God has to let us see these things. We have to know the state of the flock. Because you're important to us, to this body, and most of all, you're important to God. And sometimes sheep just graze themselves into trouble. But we're here to, you know, put up the warning and flash the light and sound the siren and blow the trumpet so that you don't get what happens with the sheep. They get cast up and then the wolf gets them. We want to warn you before the wolf gets you. Send the wolf my way. Or the wolf is. Whichever it is. You know, that's a female wolf. Amen. We just want what's right. We want what's God's will. That's all. Amen. Is that all right? Come on, is that all right, church? We want what God has for us. We want that Zoe life, that abundant life, that good life, that blessed life. And that is our portion. Amen. So Adam lost his dominion, the dominion of his soul. He lost that authority. He lost the stature. He lost it. The moment he began to, when he lost it, in that moment, he started moving, or simultaneously, when he started moving in his own understanding, he lost dominion of his soul. Up until the resurrection of Jesus, mankind, the people of God, and any proselytes only could live a maintenance life. Not a blessed life, a maintenance life. Offering sacrifices each year for atonement. Okay, but after the resurrection, when Jesus released that frequency that tore the veil, it opened the way back to the presence of God. All right, so once that happened, Jesus literally changed the whole atmosphere of the earth. And today, because of that, we have been restored, and we are in a time of restoration where God is restoring kingdom principles. You know, Holy Spirit is pushing out the religious mindsets. See, that's why we got to get with God's program. This new wine is being poured out. The old wineskins won't contain it. They won't. And it doesn't matter how old you are in years. Joshua and Caleb were old in years, but they were young at heart. And they were the two that led the Israelites into their promised land. So God needs a company of those who are older in years. Hello? So he's not finished with you yet. All you old folks, look at one another and tell them, God ain't through with you yet. Come on, I heard a few of y'all. Somebody said, well, I ain't old. Child, who you calling old? I'm just getting started. Amen. Age is only a number. All right, Third John 2, and you don't have to turn there, but four major things. Number one, prosperity begins with a divine perspective or divine reference point. True prosperity. Stuff, just getting stuff, is not what makes a person fulfilled. Amen. It's not accumulating things. It's not even getting power among people or prestige or status. That's not fulfilling. That's not how God wired us. What is fulfilling true prosperity begins with a divine reference point. In other words, Jesus needs to be in the center of everything. Amen. In the center of your increase. When you increase, don't forget about him. Why do you think he led them through the wilderness? The wilderness from where they were in Egypt to Canaan was an 11-day journey. 11 days. They could have been in there, but God said, no, I'm not going to take them the shortcut or the straight route, because if they see war with the poverty, slave mentality they had, they would run back to Egypt. So God said, I'm going to keep them out here in the wilderness, and I'm going to teach them. I'm going to train them. It wouldn't have taken 40 years, but because of their stubbornness and their rebellion and their unbelief, God said, I led you these 40 years to prove you, to humble you. See, sometimes you've been in the wilderness a long time because it's taken God a long time to humble you. You still holding a grudge against somebody. Look at somebody, tell them, let it go. You still mad at somebody. And they might even be on that same road you're sitting on. And you mad.
I forgive, but I don't forget.
Look at somebody, tell them, let it go.
Let it go.
Come on, tell them, let it go.
Let it go.
You have an anointing to destroy yokes. Not just off of other folk, but off of yourself.
Amen.
Off your own mind. The Bible says to grudge not one against another, lest we be condemned. When you go to God, or you go before God in prayer, lift that person up that you're holding that against. Or that you can't get out of your mind. Lift them up before God. Lord, help me here. I don't want to be guilty of holding grudges or hating or secretly harboring things in my heart. Help me, Lord. You know what? God will help you get rid of that. But you got to confess that before him. You don't have to confess it to anybody else. Go before God. Talk to him and get rid of that so you can move on. Our prosperity begins with a divine reference point. Number two, prosperity is about developing your soul. It's not just about accumulating stuff, getting new stuff. Sometimes people bring a different type of poverty on themselves when they get extravagant with stuff. Now you owe everybody. Everything brand new, but you owe everybody. You ain't got a penny left over for the next 10 years, but everything brand new. That's poverty too. We need to be wise with what God puts in our hand. And this is the season where he's going to give us the wisdom we need to be that Joseph company, to prepare the storehouse. Amen. To create this, the Goshen. Number three, your soul is the place of your divine appointment. That's why our thought life needs to get in order. Our mind can't be wandering everywhere, doubting God and fearful of things. No, set your mind on lock. That's why we confess the word. The more you confess the word, the more you renew your mind. The more you occupy your mind with the word of God. Your soul is the place of your divine appointment where your prophetic destiny is set in motion. Your prophetic destiny is set in motion. Let me tell you something about the mind. This is a process, and a good character study is the life of Joseph in Genesis 37. He started out with a dream. Remember, he saw his brother's sheaves bow down to his. It was a dream. It was internal. Through the processes that God took him through, It developed the character he needed for what was internal to be manifested externally. And little did he know, when the Pharaoh called him forth, when he interpreted that dream, they put that gold chain on him, put that robe on him, and said, you know, you will be second in command. Everything you say, all the people will do. I'll be the only one that's over you. That's what Pharaoh said. But that dream, that internal, that soul, that mind, all that prophetic destiny was set in motion with what he was going through. And ultimately, just like God, what he says has to come to pass. At the appointed time, it manifested externally. Okay? That's the process. That's the process of transformation. That's why we prosper as our soul prospers. If your soul is not prospering, you are merely holding up your prophetic destiny. Sometimes when you are blocking things or not obedient or not fulfilling what God has instructed you that you know you should be doing or you know you should be, then oftentimes you are blocking things, and then guess what comes? Trouble comes. It's giving place to the devil. The path of wisdom is a pleasant path. As a matter of fact, there's no trouble in the pathway of wisdom. Now, there's trouble that will try to thwart you along the path, but it's not in the path. In the path of wisdom is peace. Ain't no trouble, ain't no worry and anxiety in that path. It's when you veer from the path. It's when you get, you know, outside of the path. That's where trouble strikes. So when we're obedient to God, even when pressures come, when you're facing spiritual entities in another realm, where you are breaking into another realm, God is lifting you higher. Guess what he'll do? He'll give you what we call hind's feet. When you have to climb a mountain, God gonna change your footing. Amen. The writer said, he said in Habakkuk, the Lord will make my feet like hind's feet, that I may climb or walk upon mine high places. Tell somebody it's time to walk on the high places. Hind's feet. I often tell the story. You've heard this story, many of you, most of you, probably all of you. Driving in Colorado, I like to tell the story, though, because I caught this on film. Old Kodak, little pocket camera back in the day. Didn't have these phones. But I was driving through a canyon, beautiful. It was a beautiful sunny day, about sometime around noon, 1 o'clock. Sun was shining bright, but in the canyon, it was dark because the mountains were... They just went right up. The road just went through there. And the mountains were so high. And it was like dark there. Saw a doe on the side of the road. So when I saw it, I slowed down up a little bit. And I stopped. And I wanted to come and take some pictures of it. So I got out the car and ran back about 25, 30 yards. And I began to snap pictures of it. About the second snapshot, the mountain was real steep. The doe shot up the side of the mountain. This is what you call hind's feet. You know, now, if we were trying to catch it, we'd have been all day trying to get half, you know, just get a grip on the side of the mountain. But that doe shot up the mountain. He was way up, maybe 3, 4, 5 stories up. Just like that. God says, I'm going to give you, and we're going to talk about this sometime, I'm gonna give you hind's feet.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.